Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If it's your first time listening to us, thank you. You're not going to find a better radio show anywhere in Philadelphia.
I like to do the show blind.
Ike does the show blind. You didn't know that.
I don't even know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from either.
So every week, Wednesday through the football season, Wednesdays at 4:30, we give you the power rankings of our first ever Eagles Insider of the Year award, which we will award a week after the Super Bowl, I think. And there have been ups and downs. There have been a lot of new number ones. There have been people in and out of the power rankings. But, you know, as they say, Jack, Ike, this is nut cutting time.
Exactly.
You know, this is when the real superstars shine through.
Yes.
And it's big that we, and people, as we'll hear in this top five, people are trying to angle for their position in the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings. So last, oh, here it is.
Insider of the Year power rankings.
Ow! I feel like it's bad vibes for me to screw it up, but there we go. Last week's power rankings, number five, 6ABC's Jason Dumas. Number four, D Gunn. Number three, WIP's Elliot Shore Parks. Number two, WIP and the Eagles' Brandon Graham. And number one, Tim McManus, who has been steady the entire season.
Yes.
Getting the stories, writing great stories. He's shined in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, we do have one gentleman who has been in the power rankings a bunch. It was number one for a lot of time, but the Eagles season has been so successful, he's had trouble getting scoops, and he had an enormous screw-up on Sunday. And that is the newspaper reporter.
And as we all know, like, mistakes get magnified in the postseason.
Absolutely.
You can't say Cam Jurgens is out, and bang, there he is.
Yes. He reported Cam Jurgens was out while I saw 10 other tweets that said Cam Jurgens was active. So the newspaper reporter drops out of the top five. Who knows if he can recover from this?
Yeah. Well, again, it's not always about being first. It's about being accurate.
And first.
Correct.
First and accurate. Now, there are some things that they're going to be able to hunt for after the Super Bowl. You would assume the Sirianni extension gets announced at some point.
Yeah, can Elliot at least get that scoop?
Yeah,
we know they're going to extend him.
Yeah, Sirianni loves you, buddy.
He loves you. You've been carrying the Eagles water all year.
Yes.
Like, can they at least give him the Sirianni extension?
Come on. Come on. So here's this week's top five rankings. Now, remember, Elliot was number one 4 weeks ago. He's been dropping ever since.
Well, he's done nothing to add.
Nothing.
Zero.
Zero. So number five, D Gunn, who has not had anything
since his
bad fan scoop, drops to five. Number four, Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow.
He drops to number four.
And he threatens to go even further down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I heard he was unhappy with his current ranking.
Well, he thinks he's the best, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he brought that complaint to the midday show.
If you have a brother, you kind of get the point you're making. All right, Elliot, let's end with this. So we had something we need to kind of investigate here. It happened Monday. Monday night.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Brandon Graham's show. Let's hear it, and then we'll just talk about it.
Yeah, Elliot, this is probably not a very good look for you. So,
I'm excited to hear it.
All right, right at the very beginning of the Brandon Graham show, here's how it went.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
Louder!
Fight, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
Elliot, what happened there?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's very obvious what happened, right? As arguably the top Eagles insider in this city, one of, you know, a credential-carrying media member, I have not sang that Eagles fight song in years. But that moment, the fans were into it, I couldn't help myself. So I did it. I messed up. I'll own it. But, you know, I won't make the same mistake again.
You know what? I think that's a very fair answer. Fair. I mean, like, it's true. Elliot's in the press box.
Hold up. He's pulling the Big J Journo card
exactly.
That he hasn't sung it in a while
exactly.
Because he's a credential carrying member of the.
Well, that means he doesn't get to practice singing it a lot.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Come on.
Don't you let him. He's 37 years old.
Yes.
He has started being in the media at, what, 26?
Yeah.
That means he has at least been an Eagles fan. You would think, in theory, given that he grew up in the area, his first 25 years of life.
Come on.
Yeah, I hear you, but I know I must have spent. Probably, I don't know at what point in my career that I realized the second verse was not fly, Eagles,
was
fly.
Fight.
It was fight. Yeah. I mean, because you just go along with the sort of the tone of the song, and it just seems like it should be fly, Eagles, fly again.
Hit them high. Hit them low.
I'm trying to help you, Elliot.
And by the way,
they're not buying it.
Hugh on site noticed right away. He told me, he's like, one of you guys screwed up the song. And I said, I did not screw up the song. Well, I sing it here every Monday.
And I'm always a stickler for Fight Eagles Fight. Because it's a true way to separate fraud from real.
Yep. And Elliot, fraud. So he's,
well, of course he's a fraud.
He drops to number four. And he says, arguably the top insider. Who's arguing for that? Number three, he has not been in the top five in months, is Ike Reese.
There we go.
Welcome back, buddy.
It's about time, man.
Now, you got to give credit to Tim McManus putting out that story about the harder practices, which gets you into the top five again, as you had called for. Now, we don't normally give anyone credit for just calling for something to happen, and it happens, but.
Well, not only did I call for it, I actually argued passionately why it was a must and it was a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to say something in passing, but it's something when you believe in it and then it bears itself out in a story. I'm surprised I'm not higher than three.
Well, and here's another
but
thing.
I'll take it.
Like, I think Ike's
I'm not surprised at all.
Ike's had a great year. I think it's been a great Ike on the Eagles year.
Thank you.
Another thing that has to be factored in, I would also like to take credit for this, but Ike's the main driver. I get it. I mean, our reaction to signing Saquon, and then
I agree,
and then into Saquon having the year that I think I should be on Eagles Insider of the Year.
Do you guys not know what insider means?
Well,
you guys liked Saquon.
We're just being right. Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, it's just being right.
Yeah. Well, and this show has had a fight against local media, local fans, other programs on this station.
By the way, we're not even calling out the fans who argued, you found a running back anywhere. You know, your team, you don't win with a running. When's the last time a running back won anything?
You built the trenches.
Look.
Shut up.
If next year you guys want an Eagles Takesman of the Year countdown, could certainly do that. That
I might be more in on that.
Yeah, Takesman of the Year.
See, I'm still in on the worm.
But insider, right.
Okay. All right, listen, I appreciate being recognized. I do. I felt like I had been forgotten over here, but it's okay.
Forgotten. Your name's first in the show.
As far as Eagle Insider, the things that are important.
You're living off the Mekhi Becton thing.
Well, I'm just saying, exactly. Right. I got tired of that.
All right.
Well, he's an all-pro.
You guys didn't want to give me any credit for the practices.
He's an all-pro or pro bowler?
Whatever.
Okay. Pro bowler. What does the difference?
Yes. Well, okay, we can go pro bowl and then play
little flag
football.
One of us has been both, just saying.
Yeah, one time.
Oh,
it's a good comeback.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's good. I was zero times all pizza.
All right, coming in at number.
See, I don't do that to you. Though.
No, yes. I know. Well, because it's not fun. It's like picking on a little. You know,
I do it.
But yeah, because I could stuff you in a locker.
Oh, right. Sure, you could. All right, number two.
All right.
Stuff me in a locker. Number two in her first appearance.
Her?
Yes.
Oh, where we going?
No, not Scoops.
Scoopston.
No, Scoops. Now that Scoops has that job, we're not going to see a lot of
Scoops. Inside Scoops.
No, not any Eagle Scoops out of Scoops.
And I'm monitoring her worm status.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, she's all wormed up.
She needs to get on here and say how great of an idea it is that Lurie's buying the Celtics.
Yep. Yeah, Devin not going to appear here.
Wow.
But WIP's own Ashlyn Sullivan.
Oh, Ashlyn. There you
go. So last week, Ashlyn had the scoop from Darius Slay, saying that he only planned to play one more year and he does not expect to be an Eagle. So Sunday, he was planning for it to be his final game at the Link.
Yeah.
And then this week gets this conversation out of A.J. Brown, which I thought was insider stuff.
Well, what are you most proud of when you look back at this season and this team to make it there?
Just staying resilient during tough times. You know, it's easy to keep going during the positive times, but, you know, fighting through the tough times and keep pushing. You know, those uncomfortable talks, uncomfortable situations, and just trying to make each other better. And, you know, at times, you know, it doesn't seem pretty, you know, because nobody's like to be chewed out, you know. But if a moment like this and for an opportunity like the one to come.
I mean, when you were in those uncomfortable moments, those uncomfortable conversations, yeah, did you have confidence you were going to make it back here?
Yeah. You know, you try to take it to another level. You know what it's like. You experienced it. You had a drop off last year, but you know what it takes, and you push yourself, and again, it's still not over.
It's a lot of yes.
He's trying, man.
He is. He's chewed
trying.
Out.
He's trying.
Tough situations. Yeah. Tough conversations.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
that
trying.
That's a real. That's a not the scoop in the classic sense that. But getting AJ comfortable enough to say something like that?
Well, listen, thank God that we're still in a celebratory mood.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yes, that would
there's a lot there to dive into and pick apart to figure out exactly what he's talking about. Because he basically validates some of the things that were out there that BG said about,
sure,
you know, as far as having the conversations behind closed doors, all those type of things. That's what he's talking about, I'm
yes.
assuming.
Yes.
The uncomfortable conversations. Just keep that book in his hand, man. Just keep him right. One more game, man.
Yeah. Just keep reading the book. Two more weeks.
He's telling you that he's holding on.
Yes.
He's trying to do the right things.
Do you think he puts Jalen in the elite category?
He's trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to do the right things.
Right.
He's trying to do the right things, man.
Yep.
But on Ashlyn.
Yes.
Let me just say this.
Uh-oh.
We are here at WRP. Now, listen, we're doing our thing. We're doing our thing here at the station. All the shows, everything else. Rod's doing a great job. But DK is in the spotlight now. She's on the sidelines of the Eagles game. She's in the Super Bowl. That's big time.
It is big time.
It's big time for her. She's undefeated since she took over. Right?
Yes, they are undefeated. Yep.
And then Ashlyn.
Yep.
Rising star.
Yep.
So what I was going to say is we have two of the rising stars in the city.
Yep.
When you look at DK and you look at Ashlyn Sullivan. I mean, I've had a chance to listen to a few of Ashlyn's shows.
Yep.
At night. I've enjoyed them. She does a great job with the hockey and everything else she covers.
Yep.
Man, she's all over the place, man.
Yeah. As far as rising stars, they are both rising stars.
Yeah.
I would agree. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Taking over way past you, Jack, I think.
Well, my star's fading.
Yeah, it is fading.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, you had a great moment. You had a good run, man.
Yeah, dude, the standing ovation was a great moment.
August of 23? Does it burn brighter than that?
Man, yeah. I tell you, August of 23, man, you were in a...
A different stratosphere.
Man,
yeah,
you were in a different stratosphere.
No, brother. Now look at me, right? No, so basically I'm a child star. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I'm basically just holding on for dear life. For the next
Jack
10
Todd
years.
Bridges Fritz
no,
over there.
No, he's the, what's the guy?
Macaulay Culkin?
No. Philip Seymour.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah, but in...
R.I.P.?
No, Along Came Polly.
Oh, I love that. He's a great...
Remember, he was the... He's the former child actor.
Oh, yeah, that
he
is.
He was living off his childhood stardom.
I almost think Jack's going to walk around with a T-shirt that says, I started the standing O.
Yeah. Well, if he plays worse.
Yeah.
I didn't start it. So.
And at number one, still there, Tim McManus, who has been steady
T-Mac.
Through
steady
the entire
Eddie.
Time.
Steady Eddie.
Yep.
Well, he can't beat T-Mac. We already got a T-Mac.
Yeah, we got a T-Mac.
Yeah. get your calls right after Ike tells you about the great Surfside.
Well, I tell you.
What?
You're subtle as the being subtle.
Well, I'm just trying to, you know.
No, you're right.
Yes.
It's my point. My fault. I should be ready.
Well,
I just wanted to blame you.
We all.
So I got my papers together.
This is for each other.
All right, Birds fans. Listen, I'm bringing you Game Day Essentials. We don't have a game this week. Actually, we do have a game this week. You guys want to watch flag football?
No.
Yeah, well, none of our guys will be in the game, but that's the only football we'll have on this week. You can enjoy it with Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and the Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, both absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. A great watch party starts with what's in the fridge, so stock it up right. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Ask for it at your local bars, liquor store, and grocery stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, now that PA changed that law, you used to just be able to get Surfside at a liquor store, but now you can get it wherever they have alcohol. So beer distributor, store, grocery
yeah,
store,
man. How about that?
Gas station, all that sort of stuff. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
What's good? What's good? Hey, listen, man. Hey, Spike.
Yes,
The insider thing, I don't know if you want to equate a reporter openly reporting as insider stuff. Like, there was nothing insider about that. I mean, if you want to give her credit for just
wait
doing
a minute.
A good report,
she was within. Hold on. She was in the practice facility and got the player to talk about things that happened within, and not only say source or report, she went and got the information from the source itself. Mm-hmm. That is all we beg for when these reports come out is, unnamed sources.
Yeah, unnamed sources. Yeah.
We have a named source right here. Ashlyn Latalva, you're just jealous you haven't been in the top five in months because you gave us trades that never happened.
Yes, exactly.
You and Chris from Middletown, bogus.
So you got a guy that damn near sets the damn building on fire to say, hey, I'm not happy, willing to talk. Like, AJ talking, brother, is not a damn, an anomaly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
him saying he got chewed out, I'm sorry, that is a scoop.
I don't believe he was saying he got chewed out.
Really?
Right, yes. Right, nobody's chewing out A.J. Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, nobody's chewing out A.J. Brown. I think he meant some chewing out.
Of other people.
Yes.
Wow. Well, still, regardless.
The whole accountability thing.
Right. Right. Well, so.
We need that accountability. Just accountability.
No. OG, if you want to be in the top five, you're going to have to come with a real report at some point, not just your nonsense.
Hold on.
And we found out your four-point system is completely fraudulent because the math doesn't work.
Hey, hold on now. But the Eagles won the four-point system on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
but
it's working.
Yeah.
It ain't did what you said it would do. So when we get to that bridge, we cross it then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm. But listen, man, I'm going to say this here. There's a lot of fraud going on this radio station, on this show, because I'm trying to figure out who the hell in the NFL is an elite quarterback, Ike.
Well.
And Spike.
Well.
Can y'all please tell me. Well, I just,
are you asking Ike or me?
Well, both of us.
Both of y'all. Both of us. Y'all can help out each other. You can help each other out here.
Well, I'll let Spike give you his elite quarterbacks.
My four elite quarterbacks in the NFL currently are Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson.
Okay, now, that list, in that list you just gave,
yes,
there's only one quarterback that's done things that Jalen's never done.
Yes.
So, how is Jalen not elite if Jalen done more than all them other guys you just named? Jalen,
well, he doesn't do more. He doesn't do
more.
Well,
so he's accomplished more.
I don't care about his accomplishments.
Like, we can't debate. Like, it's not debatable.
Well, hold on. Are MVP awards accomplishments? I think
yes,
they are.
Yes, they are. Yep.
Okay,
especially
so
in Sixers land.
Lamar has two. Josh Allen is about to have his first one. Patrick Mahomes, we're not even talking about Mahomes because
we know
Mahomes is what he is. So here is my point, OG, is that for you to be an elite quarterback, the offense has to be based around you. And if the most successful season you've ever had is when the offensive coordinator and head coach and offensive line decide to minimize your role, that's hard to call you elite. That's all.
Okay, now I'm a counter that. First of all, this year is not Jalen's most successful year.
It's the team's most successful year.
Okay. His most successful year was in 22, where he led the team to the Super Bowl.
Yes, but he's not as good as he was in 22. He's just not.
Says who? You?
Everybody?
Eyes.
He was runner-up for MVP that year, OG, and this year he's like 10th. He's an afterthought.
Okay, I got you on that one. I got you. Now check this out.
Yeah.
The fact that Jalen Hurts has the ability year in and year out to not underperform in terms of the accomplishments as far as where his team ends up at.
Well, they were eliminated in the first round twice, and the second.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So not every year, but 2 years.
The first year that they eliminated in the first round was his first starting year, which was not unexpectable. Okay. Last year,
Joe Burrow got to the Super Bowl in his second starting year.
Well, Jalen did too, and performed better than Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm saying is...
Well, and he's back in his second Super Bowl. He's in his second Super Bowl.
Yes, and he can...
Don't lose steam, OG. Keep it up. Let's go.
You can thank Saint Saquon for that. You can thank Joe Shane for Jalen Hurts' second Super Bowl.
And the best defense in the league.
Yeah. The number one defense in the league and the best... Baldy just called Saquon the best player in the NFL. It's not bad to have him in the backfield.
And a top three receiver. And a top 10 receiver.
And the best offensive line.
I mean, I'd hope he'd win football games. Jesus.
Guys, calm down.
I can't. It's ridiculous.
I know you're trying to throw with the OG. It's nice, but it's cute. But calm down.
I actually think you're losing this.
Yeah, it is a big old swing and a miss.
No. Here's my point here.
Yeah.
You still ain't gave me no accomplishments that was greater than Killers. You gave me Lamar with two MVPs. Outside of that, Lamar's out of it. He gets 2 points for that, my man.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, OG.
He's on his way to a second Super Bowl.
I'm excited by that. I don't need you to ruin my vibe by because I am proud of this team. You are a one guy thing. I am a team guy. I want the team to win the Super Bowl. And I can be honest, not every player on the Eagles is the best at their position. Not every player on the Eagles is elite. That's fine. They are a great team. And that is, and Jalen is part of that team and has done a really good job this year. But he is not at the level of those other quarterbacks, in my opinion.
Okay, and I'm glad you just capped that off with your opinion.
Well, of course, it's my opinion.
Yeah, right. And your opinion stinks.
So last thing, OG. If you asked 30, if you asked every NFL general manager if they would rather have one of those four guys or Jalen, what percentage of them do you think would pick Jalen?
I would probably say 9 out of 10 of them.
Oh, well.
That wouldn't pick Jalen. That would pick them other guys.
Okay, so guess what? So you say it's my opinion. My opinion is like shared by a lot of people.
Right, but guess what?
Yeah.
How many times them guys been wrong?
You've been wrong a lot, too.
How many times those GMs been wrong? You know what I'm saying? So that's why Howie is the best damn GM.
Well, he gave Carson the same contract he gave Jalen.
And he tried to move off Jalen multiple times.
Yeah, he tried to trade for Deshaun Watson. He tried to trade for Russell Wilson.
That's what Charles said. He never did that. First of all, Jalen was their plan. Jalen was something that they planned to do. Yeah. And my insider stuff is, Lincoln Riley is the one that got Jalen Hurts drafted here. Punks, okay?
Yeah.
I know a whole damn lot that you don't know.
And you can't say OG Wade for one name because OG Wade is two names. Yeah, get him out of here.
We didn't give him a chance.
Yes. Cut him right off. So everyone, if you're new to the show, at 5 o'clock every day, we do a wonderful segment led by our own Jack Fritz called the Top 5 at 5. Jack, could you give us a hint? And what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
The 5 things you might not have known about Ike Reese.
Oh. Well, we all know the text line comes for me and the top 5 usually comes for you.
All right. Maybe these are some things that I don't know about myself.
Yep.
You know, one of these days with him not firing back at you, it's going to end. You're going to catch him on the wrong day.
It's going to work against you, yep.
All right.
He's gotten away with it for a few years.
He sure has. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.